Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Appreciate you being here. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you being with us at the Grand Hotel on Friday, if you were there. I just wanted to mention to you, there's a cop clinging to his life right now in Philadelphia. And I wanted to just go through the timeline of what happened here. It's crazy. I was on Fox News today talking about this. I mean, the thing that this happened in the same neighborhood as where the former president of the United States was in shows you just exactly how bad Philadelphia's gotten. It really is. So officials released a timeline Monday as the Philadelphia police officer continues to fight for his life after being shot in the line of duty over the weekend. The officer is from the 25th District, has been in the ICU since Saturday night. His identity has not yet been released at the request of the family. Ramon Rodriguez Vasquez, 36 years old, has since been arrested and charged following the shooting. A massive manhunt and a barricade situation. He's being held on $12.5 million bail. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel said, "This is senseless. We are outraged and we are heartbroken," said Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, who is responsible for so much of the bloodshed on the streets in the city. Police said much of the events are based on body camera video evidence. Two officers conducted a traffic stop on a 2003 dark blue Toyota Echo around 7:18 p.m. on Saturday. The conversation is mostly in Spanish, according to officials. The driver, who has since been identified as Vasquez, did not have a license and the vehicle was not registered. Initial reports said three other people were in the car at the time, but police clarified on Monday that Vasquez was alone at the time of the stop. The officers then informed Vasquez that they were going to inventory the car, and a parking authority tow truck was dispatched to the scene. What we do know now is that tow truck must have been very close because it was there within 3 minutes. During that time, Vasquez made a call to inform someone that he had been stopped and that the vehicle was going to be towed. A short time later, two 33-year-old females and a 37-year-old male arrived at the scene in a separate vehicle. The group remained at the scene during the course of the stop, which lasted roughly 30 minutes. The officers allowed Vasquez and the group to remove items from the vehicle before it was taken away. At some point during the inventory of the car, One of the officers saw what appeared to be a holster on the floorboard of the car. Quote from Frank Venori, the deputy commissioner. He said he picks up the holster. He looks at the holster. He shows his partner the holster, and then he calls the offender to say, "We have to talk to you." At that point, police said Vasquez was carrying some items he had taken from the car, puts them down on the ground before taking off on foot. The officer immediately chased after him. While he's in the middle of the street without any provocation, he turns and fires three shots towards the officers. We now know that his partner fired at least one shot during the incident. At that point in the video, you see the partner turn and you see that his partner is down at that moment. The wounded officer's partner immediately begins to render aid. The tow truck, and this is from 6ABC, the tow truck driver then helps the partner get the injured officer to the patrol car before being rushed to the hospital. Our tow truck driver was very integral in getting him in the car and getting him to the hospital so fast. Police said the tow truck driver then stayed and guarded the scene until other officers could arrive. Great guy. Good for him. God bless him. That's fantastic. After the shooting, police said video evidence shows Vasquez take off again on foot with a gun in his hand. He then runs to a garage located on G Street, where he is seen taking off a white shirt and is then seen wearing a darker colored shirt that was underneath. Police said he then tried to get inside the garage, but was unsuccessful. He then takes off again towards G and Tioga Streets. He then appears to try to carjack a passing maroon minivan. Quote from the Deputy Commissioner Venori. In our opinion, I'm watching the video. He pulls the door. He opens the door. It looks like he's attempting to take that vehicle over. The driver was able to take off and Vasquez was never able to get inside the vehicle. I mean, thank God. Imagine that. Could have another shooting victim. I don't know if your car doors automatically lock. Mine do on my Volvo. As soon as I put the car in drive, the cars lock automatically. But if they don't, I would suggest, highly suggest, if you drive through this city, you better make sure your doors are locked. You absolutely 100% take, please. If you drive through Philadelphia, you make sure your doors are locked. Because you stop at a light, you slow down in traffic. And here's the other thing, too. My dad taught me this. You know, my dad was a cop. And he taught me this when I was very young and learning how to drive. Always give yourself space to get out. Don't be one of those people that stop and are basically on top of somebody's bumper. Because a lot of times you may find yourself in a situation where you got to get out of there. And if you're too close to the car in front of you and the car behind you is right up on your bumper, you got to get out of there. So give yourself some space. He always told me that, my father. It was very good advice. I still follow to this day. And, you know, as a cop, I tell people all the time, two of the scariest calls outside of when there's an active shooter would be obviously domestic violence case. Because cops go into that situation and you got people who are very passionate, very fired up, angry, emotional. It becomes a dangerous situation on the snap of a finger. It really does. Very quickly it can turn. And a traffic stop because you just never know what you're going to encounter. In this particular case, everything seemed like it was going fine. And until it wasn't. So I always tell you, too, you know, when if you get stopped at night, turn the interior cabin light on in your car, put your hands on the steering wheel, give the officer some peace of mind as he approaches the vehicle because he doesn't know, especially at night, too, can't see inside. Keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your hands where you can see him when he approaches the vehicle. It's very important to do. These are tense moments. For everybody. And these are the reasons why they're tense moments. And these are part of the reason why, you know, police officers, they leave the house that day. They don't know if they're coming home or not. Now, their family knows they don't know if they're coming home or not. And what starts off as a standard traffic stop can turn into a deadly incident. This officer is fighting for his life right now. So anyway, this scumbag takes off, accused scumbag takes off. And he tries to carjack this minivan. Police said they're working to find out who was in the van, and they asked that the driver reach out. We'd love to talk to them. So if someone is watching this who knows what may have happened, we're urging them to please give us a call, the deputy commissioner said. So then Vasquez, the alleged thug, continues running. About 15 minutes after the shooting, he makes it to the 1800 block of East Schiller, where he sees a man sitting on a front stoop and forces him inside the residence at gunpoint. At some point while inside, he permits that individual to leave. That person is then able to get the attention of officers in the area and tell them of the situation at his house. Police quickly descend on the resident, and a barricade situation is declared. In a pretty short time, they're able to get him out of the house without any incident occurring, taking him into custody. Police have served several warrants as part of the investigation, including at that property, and a Glock 26 9mm firearm was recovered. So this guy's facing a slew of charges in connection to both the officer shooting and the barricade situation. Some of those charges include 2 counts of attempted murder of law enforcement, burglary, kidnapping, and terroristic threats. So we'll continue to pray for this officer. We'll continue to pray for all the cops that try to protect this city and everywhere, too, for that matter. It's an incredibly dangerous job. And, you know, you never know what you're going to encounter. And the fact that this happened Saturday night while Trump's in town, you never know, right? You just never know what's going to happen. But I made that point today when I was on Fox News. I said, look, part of the problem is that you got a city that's been under siege because you've had Democrats running it. And these same defund the police Democrats are still running everywhere. And they tried to pretend like they never said this crap, but they did say it. You know they said it. They said it after George Floyd. You know it. I know it. You got this clown, Jamal Bowman. This guy who pulled the fire alarm. You remember that? He pulled the fire alarm. And then he was not charged for pulling the fire alarm, even though he disrupted an official proceeding, according to what they're charging Trump with for January 6th. Nothing happened to him. I mean, that cat, he's something else, that guy, right? He's pulling down the signs, and pretending like he didn't do it. I got him straight on video, absolutely 100% trying to interrupt the flow of Congress in that vote. Now, he's doing a rally, and he could lose. He's running against someone who's claiming to be a much more moderate Democrat. So he brings out his lunatic friends, AOC and Bernie Sanders. And they all get on stage, and they all start yelling and screaming and dropping profanity. And I guess that's his whole strategy. If he drops enough F-bombs, they're going to translate into votes. And then those votes could help Jamal Bowman secure a second term or another term in Congress. This is the Grand Hotel Happy Hour, by the way. It's brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I'm so grateful that they hosted us on Friday, and we'll be back on September 6th for our next live show. So mark your calendar now. We'd love to see you at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My happy place. It is a great place. So here's a little bit of the squad. AOC, Jamal Bowman, this is nuts. And it's even better if you watch it because they're yelling. He's picking up a stool and looks like he's going to throw it at people. It was at St. Mary's Park in Mount Hoven. And take a listen, cut 14.
We are going to show APAC the power of the mother South Bronx. People ask me why I got a foul mouth. What am I supposed to do? You coming after me. You coming after my family. You coming after my children. I'm not supposed to fight back. I'm not supposed to fight back. We going to show them who the f*** we are.
These are the crazy people. These are the nuts.
We're going to show them who the f- we are. Bowman.
You're welcome, Juliana. Juliana Freeman said, thank you for reading my article on your show. She's the one who wrote the article, the Daily Caller. And I'm sorry I didn't give you the author credit. I apologize for that. The problem is the stupid formatting on my phone doesn't show it unless I go to the reader view and then I can see it. But otherwise, it doesn't show who wrote it. So my apologies to you, but I appreciate you reaching out to me. And great job on this, Juliana. Juliana Freeman. I just followed you on Twitter if you're still listening. Excellent. And it turns out Darren was listening too. Darren heard it. So there you go. Look at that. What a wacky day. Today's a nutty day. Want to hear a great clip? This guy's brilliant. This guy was talking about the Philadelphia rally in with Trump the other night. It's on Fox News earlier today. Cut 17. Mike, I hear from construction workers, cops, I hear from firemen, I hear from everyday people. I hear from people who voted for Biden in 2020 and say it was the biggest mistake of their life. There's a guy from the natural gas industry, you know, Pennsylvania's huge on natural gas, calls me up and says, worst mistake I ever made was voting for Biden.
That guy's good. That guy is good. I'm just saying, that guy's got a face for radio and a voice for print, whoever that guy is. Wait, do you have the other clip from Mike Emanuel? Hang on, I got this. Is that
the same one? Oh, wait, no.
The Democrats are lowering expectations. That might be the whole 4 minutes and 47 seconds. Should we play that for everybody?
Yeah, I have that Fox link. Just give
the whole. Let's play the whole thing, right?
Might as well.
Let's pull a Smirconish and just play clips of myself and talk about how great I did on the show.
You've had a big day.
Shave my head, call it a day. I do need a haircut, though. It's friggin' coif. Look at this thing. If you're streaming live on YouTube right now, we are streaming live on YouTube. You can see what I mean. First of all, I got there today, and I went to the studio in Philly, and they didn't have the makeup person wasn't there, so I had to do my own makeup. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Yeah, like my friend Nicolette, she does makeup, and I actually sent her a note. I said, I don't know what to do. Do I put on powder, blush? I don't know what to do, and I should have had a professional makeup person help me because it was a mess. So I look too pale. I think what happened is I one side looked bronze, like I was faking baking, and the other side I looked like a corpse. It's a terrible look. But you can go see it. It's on now after that brilliant setup. You can go see it if you want to. But back to the whole issue of Jamal Bowman and AOC and these lunatics from the squad. You know, this country and the reckoning that cops have had to deal with after George Floyd was led by people like Jamal Bowman and AOC and other people in the squad. At least the other thing, too, you got to realize, and I can't say this enough. You go to West Philadelphia, you go to North Philly, you go to Kensington. You know, all these new cops graduated from the academy and they're going to be going to patrol the streets in Kensington. I think I read it's 75 more cops to Kensington to go and help with the open air drug markets and shut them down and these homeless encampments and everything like this. You live in these neighborhoods, you want more cops on the street, not less. You want more. You want more cops. You're not the defund the police crowd is the most extreme of the left. But then a lot of Democrats bought into that. If you remember that summer of love of 2020, how many different news anchors and Democrats who pretended to be mainstream and moderate called for, if not defund the police, they called for de-escalation. Remember that? As America was literally burning, they were throwing Molotov cocktails in cop cars and they were trying to burn down courthouses. How many of those people called for things like de-escalation? They called for maybe we could have psychologists come. Oh, that's a great idea. Have a psychologist on the scene. That'll help out a lot. That'll really make a big difference. But that's what happened. And it's coming home to bite them. Now, I got to give the love gov Andrew Cuomo some credit here. I don't know what to believe with this guy. I really don't. He's slick. He's good. He's very slick and very, very good. And he wants a political comeback. And he wants to distinguish himself from the lunatics of the Democrat Party today. Here's what I was thinking. If I were a Democrat right now, what I would be doing is I would be laying the groundwork for what is going to be an inevitable. It has to. The party can only survive, in my opinion, if the Democrat Party does a complete 180 from where it is right now. And has to get back to where it was in 1992, where you had Bill Clinton pretending he was a new Democrat and going out there and saying he wasn't a liberal. You remember how he ran that campaign back then in 92? Out there saying that this is a different kind of Democrat. And if the Democrat Party doesn't get back to that approach, I think they're done. I really do. They're so far extreme on everything. It's why Trump's going to win in the fall. I mean, even if they swap somebody out, put a new candidate in. I think Trump still beats that person because I just think the party's freaking nuts. But there are people who are looking at the future and they got to be thinking to themselves, I need to start distinguishing myself and differentiating myself from these people now. There's going to have to be a reckoning. There has to. You can't have people like AOC and Jamal Bowman as representatives for the Democrat Party and think that that party can be a majority party. It can't. They look like utter clowns. In fact, Bowman is so insane that even Hillary Clinton endorsed George Latimer, his opponent. And Congressman Richie Torres basically called Bowman and AOC's antics from over the weekend an embarrassment. Absolute embarrassment. They look like total jackasses. Clowns. clowns on the stage. Now, Bernie was up there, too. I don't think Bernie spoke, and I think Bernie tried to hide. Did you notice that?
Yeah, Bernie must not have done anything super embarrassing, because that hasn't made the rounds.
Yeah, maybe he was trying, because he thinks Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is hot. Maybe he was trying to not embarrass himself. I don't know.
He's trying to be cool.
Yeah, he's trying to look cool. But in one clip I saw, he's out there with a big smile on his face. Jamal Bowman's running around with a stool, yelling and cursing and dropping F-bombs. I think Bernie did a Homer Simpson disappearing into the shrubs, is what I think happened at that moment. I'm not totally sure on that.
Would have been one of his only smart decisions, honestly.
Going there was not a good look for him.
No.
So here's the LoveGov, Andrew Cuomo, the nursing home killer, talking about Alvin Bragg's Trump prosecution. He was on with Bill Maher Friday night on Real Time. Cut 13.
I was always with you on the one in New York, the hush money trial. I don't think they should have brought that one. It was just always going to look like a sex case, and people were always just going to look at it that way. So anyway,
that case, the attorney general's case in New York, frankly, should have never been brought. And if his name was not Donald Trump, and if he wasn't running for president, I'm the former AG in New York, I'm telling you that case would have never been brought. And that's what is offensive to people. And it should be, because if there's anything left, it's belief in the justice system.
See, what Cuomo's doing here is he's trying to carve a lane out for himself. He's trying to carve a lane out for himself that's not the crazy lane. Right now, the crazy lane is very, very crowded. It's super crowded. There's a lot of crazy on that highway. He's trying to find a new lane here. And a lot of times when this occurs and you start to see these political shifts happen, they're by people who are thinking 4-8 years down the road. So what Cuomo's thinking is he's thinking 2028. He's thinking there's going to have to be somebody who runs as a quote-unquote moderate. Now, you and I both know they're not really moderates, but that's what they're going to try to do. A different kind of Democrat, somebody who could go out there and say, how you doing, and put their arms around America, much like I put my arms around my state trooper hotties who were in the elevator with me, and hug America tight, give America a nice feel, cop a feel America. That's going to be his slogan, cop a feel America. And Bill Maher and Cuomo were calling Democrats racist. That idiot Adam Kinzinger just sitting there in silence during all this. But here's Bill Maher and Andrew Cuomo literally calling Democrats racist. I'll play that in a sec. But on this point about this case, we never would have been brought if Trump's last name was not Trump. He's 100% right on this. Alvin Bragg is another one of these George Soros-funded woke prosecutors who literally would take people who committed felonies in New York and drop them down to misdemeanors. He takes a misdemeanor here and he upgrades it to a felony. Out of his jurisdiction, because in order to do that, he's got to say it's federal and he doesn't have any jurisdiction over federal law. And he only does this because it's Trump. And otherwise, this never, ever would have happened. Because the idea that Democrats are going to start punishing people for trying to be quiet about their sex life, think about that. At the heart of what this quote-unquote hush money case is the idea that two people had a relationship, an affair, sexual affair, whatever it is, and then one of them paid the other to keep quiet about it. You're telling me the Democrat Party now finds that to be a crime? The Democrat Party finds, I thought they were the party of love is love is love and consenting adults in the bedroom and all this other stuff. Now, they never would have brought this case in a million years if it wasn't Trump. Not in a million years. So, I mean, Cuomo's right. He's absolutely right about that take. Here's what they said about Democrats being racist, cut 10.
His immigration policy was a mistake, right? I get the theory of the extreme left. We're a land of immigrants. Let everyone come in. We all came as immigrants. I get it. But how you do it makes all the difference in the world, right? And to just open the borders with no plan, you don't know where they go. You don't know who's going to pay for them. They wind up in cities all across the country. New York has a couple of 100,000 in hotels. Costing New York City a fortune, no jobs, no training, no help assimilating into society. So who did you even help, right? It was a great theory.
You have the person in your old job, the governor of New York, a Democrat, saying, don't come here. Those are her exact words. Don't come here. And the mayor of New York saying, this is going to ruin our city. I mean, if I didn't know who was talking, I would have thought they would be Republicans.
Yeah, but they didn't stop them, Bill. They could have stopped them.
Right.
The governor was saying she didn't want them outside of New York City. But the mayor could have said no. The governor could have said no. Many mayors and governors said no. But New York was more of the ideological left. All are welcome. And now we're finding out, 200,000 people later, you needed a plan. You needed to know what to do with these people.
And that's where you found.
Trump is up. He has a 23-point edge with Latinos on the issue of border security.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is another of those issues where the Democrats trying to be so unracist are actually kind of racist because they don't seem to see Latinos as Americans.
Right.
Like, they care about border security, too. They're here.
A couple points on that. You ever see somebody in your neighborhood with one of those dumb signs on the lawn? Hate has no home here. No person is illegal. They have the "we believe" signs. We believe in science. I never understand what the hell that meant. We believe in science? What does that mean? We believe in water. I've never understood a lot of these things, but we believe no human is illegal. What that means is they are people that believe there should be open borders. They are the people that say, don't use the term illegal immigrant, which the media lectures us on all the time. Don't you dare say illegal immigrant. No one is illegal. No human is. We're talking about your immigration status. All right, obviously no person is illegal. I mean, people are legal, but your immigration status is not. I mean, obviously, that's what we're talking about here. I mean, everyone with a common sense understanding of that. But for a while, the left went down this road. If you think about the people who have those signs on their yards, they are the absolute base. They vote in primaries. Remember, I've told you over the years, in primary election, a base election, those are the people that you're trying to cater to. This election for Joe Biden is 100% still a base election, and he has not locked down crazy yet. Biden is not winning over. Do you realize this now? Biden is not winning over any Republicans. I know people say that there are Nikki Haley voters out there who are not going to vote for Trump, and I'm calling BS on that a mile away. They'll come home to Trump. You'll see. They will. This guy's so far out there, with the exception of Rick Wilson and his merry band of little never Trumpers who account for such an insignificant group of people spread out across the country. Biden is not winning Republicans over. None. Zero. But he's hemorrhaging Latino voters and he's hemorrhaging black voters, which means he has to keep crazy. He's got to keep the crazy base. That's why they're still running this election as if they're running in a primary against Bernie Sanders. They're not positioning themselves to the middle like you would do in a general election. And the point of what Maher and Cuomo are saying here is exactly correct. It's because New York had this no human is illegal mindset, the extreme left and that sign on the yard. And then all these people come in to the city and now they don't have the resources to handle all this. And the people that live there, a lot of them black and Hispanic, are turning around and going, wait, you're taking over our schools. You're taking over our daycares. You're taking over our community centers. What are you doing? What are you doing? You just giving them cards with money on it? Give me money. I need some money. It's such a stupid, stupid policy, and it's going to backfire on them. Here's cut 11.
Cruz keeps saying over and over again, we are not comfortable with this level of immigration. I understand why. It doesn't make you a racist to say that. And yet, the liberal parts of, certainly in America, Alex Padilla said last week, he is our senator here, by reviving Trump's asylum ban, Biden has undermined American values. And then they all stand back and go, we don't want to be called a racist, so we will not make a move on immigration. It's going to get them at election day. It's happening. It's happening in Europe right now. That proves it in Europe, and it's going to happen here in America.
It is going to kill them on election day. He's right about that. But you have a lot of people in the Democrat Party, the very same defund the police crowd, the same exact group of people. Hate has no home here. We believe hate has no home here. No human is illegal. We believe that water's wet. All their stupid sayings on those dumb signs. And you notice how people on our side don't really put signs out. I mean, you have some people that put the, in response to those signs, there was for a while, people put up a love of God, love of country, love of Constitution, that sort of thing. But for the most part, people on our side just typically just stay quiet. They just don't really want it. I don't need a Karen, no offense to the good Karens. I don't need somebody coming to my house and arguing with me or lecturing me as they walk their dog. I don't need any of that. So I don't do anything. I really don't. I try to avoid that as best I can. But you notice how the left loves to put bumper stickers on their car. They are the greatest virtue signalers in the world. And they pride themselves on this. They pride themselves on flags, rainbow flags, whatever it is, on their car, on their house, on their lawn, on Facebook, on social media, whatever it is. They cannot help themselves. Those people are the people I'm talking about. And that's the base. And that's the Democrat Party today. And that's who Joe Biden is still trying to win over in freaking June. It is crazy stuff. And Bill Maher acknowledges that, too. And why am I playing Bill Maher? Because I think it's interesting. He reaches a different audience than I do. And so if he's saying this to a different audience, and you could make the argument maybe he's saying it because it's where everybody's going, or maybe he's saying it and it's kind of a welcome to the party, pal moment. But regardless of that, he's still saying it. And he's saying it to a different audience, and he's looking at it through the eyes of somebody who does not want to vote for Donald Trump. So I think it's very relevant to this conversation. And Biden can't even win the group he's pandering to. Cut 12.
45% of Hispanic voters prefer Biden compared to 39% for Trump. Last time he won, 59%. That was 2020. So he's lost 14 points there. He went to Morehouse. He said, what is democracy if you have to be 10 times better than anyone else to get a fair shot? That seemed like pandering to me. Black voters under 50. He led by 80 points in 2020. Now by 37, still a lot, but he's lost 43 points off the key constituency. Student loans. He's forgiven $144 billion in student loans. Only 36% of student debt holders like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't win the people you're pandering to,
yeah.
I mean, I get it. Politics is somewhat about pandering. That's not even an insult. You're supposed to do what people want to a certain degree, also be a leader. But if you're not winning these groups, and he's lost 8% off women since 2020, and yet I read in the polls, he pulled ahead this week. Explain that to me.
So, if you cannot lock down your base going to this election and you're hemorrhaging people that used to consist of core Democrat voters, you have a problem. Houston, you have a problem. Johnny Cook says, when I think of the greater Cuomo, very good. Obviously, because Chris is the lesser Cuomo. I always knew something was fishy about the Dempanic when the hospitals were overflowing. So Trump sent him the hospital ship and it was, yeah, never mind. We don't need it. We're good. Maybe he actually deserved the Emmy. Oh, of course he did. Oh, the guy's full of it. I mean, Cuomo is full of BS, but he can BS like the best of him, that guy. And he's slick and he's good. And then he's got the charm and he's got the New York stinks and his book and his poster and his leadership and his blah, blah, blah. It's all BS. It's all BS. My point, though, in using that is not because it's some way I think, oh, he's the future of the Democrats. It's just interesting that there are Democrats who are recognizing that this party is so freaking nuts. They have to find another lane here. They have to, because they cannot. This can't continue. I mean, this is a party on life support at this point. All right. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. As we wrap up our Grand Hotel happy hour brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. Make your reservations by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. My happy place. You'll love it there. We had a great time on Friday. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And when we get back, I'm going to tell you exactly about the problem that is going on right now with regards to the Pentagon and why we as Americans who don't want to see World War III should be very, very concerned about what they're up to regarding Russia and Ukraine. Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
By the way, just in case you are pulling a Darren and sitting in your car waiting for me to talk about what I just teased, in the 14 years I've been doing this, and the 10 years really full-time, the Scioli Army knows by now my attention span is that of a fruit fly, and it's very possible I won't even get to this story, but I'm certainly not going to get to it right this minute. So if you are sitting in your car, pulling a Darren, waiting for me to talk about what I just teased before the break, I have to tell you there's something else that came up in the, between the break and right now. So I don't want to frustrate anybody. If you need to do something else, run in, grab some milk. Oh, I got to do the milk story, too, I tease, too. So I'll get to that, too. But not at this minute, because what happens on this show is that there's breaking news all the time because we're in afternoon drive. And I'm reacting to things in real time, and that's what I'm doing. So here's what I just got for you from Julie Kelly, who's down at the Florida courthouse where there's a gag order hearing on former and future President Donald Trump. She says, after the overall, the bad behavior by special counsel Jack Smith's team continues. I hate calling him special counsel because he does not have that constitutional authority. But David Harbaugh, one of the lead prosecutors, almost got himself tossed out of court this afternoon. After several minutes of Harbaugh's condescending tone, up talking and slowly speaking as if he were addressing a child, Judge Eileen Cannon had enough. She said, Mr. Harbaugh, I don't appreciate your tone. I expect decorum in my courtroom at all times. If you cannot act appropriately, one of your colleagues can. Julie Kelly continues by saying, keep in mind, there are no electronic devices allowed, so I must rely on my scribbled notes, but this is very close to what was said. He only got marginally better. At the end of his exchange with the judge, he apologized for that. Hang on, sorry, just lost it. Stupid freaking pop-ups. After several minutes of that, he apologized, and then it continued. The judge had to ask this guy to calm down as he was pounding on the podium and having a temper tantrum. He was demeaning and he was belittling to the judge as well. So that's what Julie Kelly is tweeting out. And again, this is the hearing on the gag order against former President Donald Trump on the federal case as well. And there's still a gag order against Trump when it comes to the New York case. So in the debate Thursday night, if it's brought up, Trump can say, I'd love to talk about that, but I have this gag order on me. How will the Biden campaign use that to their advantage, I wonder? I might have some thoughts on that for you. It doesn't matter, though, because the moderators are totally rigged here. So what did you just tell me, Matt DeSantis? You came in the studio before and you said something that people should know about.
Yeah, so this is now going viral, but obviously the host at CNN that kicked Carolyn Leavitt off of the show earlier today for questioning whether or not Jake Tapper and Dana Bash can be objective when they moderate Thursday's debate. Casey Hunt's background profile photo on Twitter is her shaking Joe Biden's hand.
Oh, well, that's very objective right there. Objective journalist, Cassie Hunt. And she kicks out Caroline Leavitt this morning. Let's refresh everybody's memory, shall we? Why don't we do that, Matt? Why don't we replay her kicking out the national spokeswoman for the Trump campaign, my friend Caroline Leavitt. And now we know she has Joe Biden shaking her hand as her profile picture. Totally not biased. Calling it right up the middle. Straight right up the middle. Take a listen.
It takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has consistently frequently likened President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
Ma'am, I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I'm willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay. Now, as I'm sorry, guys. We're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back at any point. She is welcome to come back and speak about Donald Trump, and Donald Trump will have equal time to Joe Biden when they both join us now at later this week in Atlanta for this debate.
Okay. So, totally up the middle, right up there, just not allowing... which is a legitimate question, is Jake Tapper, should he be the moderator? Should this guy and should Dana Bash, should the two of them actually moderate the debate? When you think about all the anti-Trump stuff they've said over the years, it's a legitimate question. And as a news organization, as a pretend news organization, CNN should pretend like they're interested in that question. These are our colleagues, sure, but really it's a good point. Are they objective enough? It's a legitimate question. CNN pretends like they're up the middle, calling it up the middle, but they also have shows and they've had shows on there that are partisan. So it's a legitimate question if you have, say, somebody who is just a news person versus somebody who's a political analyst or political commentator. That's all she was getting at. Nope, unacceptable. Here's Jake Tapper. This is what I texted you before, Matt. This is back in 2020. In August, Tapper asked fellow liberal Democrat Charlie Dent, since Donald Trump was, of course, the president of the United States at the time, this about the Republican Party. Take a listen.
In the last week or so, you were talking about the future of the Republican Party, if Trump wins or if he doesn't. In the last week or so, two completely unhinged conspiracy theorists, both of them complete bigots as well, have won Republican congressional nominations. Marjorie Taylor Greene in Georgia in a Republican district, and Laura Loomer in Florida in a district that leans Democratic. President Trump has praised both of them, gone out of his way to say positive things about these really unlikable candidates in terms of the things that they say and do. Is it possible, Congressman, is it possible that the Republican Party is now the party of deranged bigots and there isn't a place in it any longer for a Charlie Dent?
Totally up the middle. Absolutely the kind of guy you'd want moderating a debate. I said this earlier and I'll say it again. I don't understand why we have to keep going to so-called journalists. They're not journalists. There's no reason why we need these people to be asking the questions. None. Absolutely none. The Biden administration official, you may have heard about this, who had all these tweets comparing the police to the slave patrols. He's since apologized for that. This guy, Tyler Cherry, has made some news, a former Interior Department communications director who was hired to a new role recently to work on the White House communications team. But old tweets of his have caused have surfaced. And those tweets have had him attacking police, calling for the abolishment of Immigration Customs Enforcement and supporting anti-Israel organizations. Politico was first to report on this guy's new promotion as an associate communications director at the White House. He worked previously for 3 years under the Interior Secretary. Back in 2015, amid the death of Freddie Gray while in police custody in Baltimore, Cherry wrote on Twitter the following, quote, "Praying for Baltimore, but praying even harder for an end to a capitalistic police state motivated by explicit and implicit racial biases. Have I not told you before that's exactly from the modern left's playbook? That is what the George Soros, Larry Krasner, Criminal Justice 101 mindset is. The cops are the bad guys. The criminals are the victims of the capitalist, slave, systemic racist society that we were founded upon. It's a lie. It's a lie. But why do they tell it? They tell it so that they can have you believe that the founders were racist and therefore you have to tear up the documents that created this country. I've said this before. If you can make everybody believe that this country was founded on the idea that people are not equal, then the Constitution has to be torn up. But as I've also told you, the Confederate States of America believed our Constitution to be wrong because their Constitution did recognize all people, including black people, as being equal. They worked within the Constitution to destroy the institution of slavery. The Confederate States of America, the Democrats, they said that the Constitution of the United States of America was wrong because the Negro is inferior. So they wrote a new Constitution. Ours was based on the idea of equality and ultimately eradicating the institution of slavery. But the point is that modern leftists have long believed what Woodrow Wilson and the others have always said about this country, which is that it was built because they're socialists, progressives, they're kooks, Marxists. You have to convince people it was built on this capitalistic, paternalistic, heteronormative, blah, 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 blah. And then you make the cops the bad guys. The criminals are the victims of all this. And this is what this guy says, and he works in the White House. So don't tell me this is a party that is moderate. Months later, he wrote in another post, quote, time to recall that the modern day police system is a direct evolution of slave patrols and lynch mobs. That is an absolute lie. That is a categorical lie, but it doesn't matter because this is probably one of the lies that his teacher told him in academia. In 2014, amid the Gaza war, Cherry slammed Israeli forces and called for the end of the occupation of Palestine. He noted, cheering in bars to ending the occupation of Palestine, no shame and F your glares, support Gaza / free Palestine. However, yesterday, he apologized and put out the following statement. Past social media posts from when I was younger do not reflect my current views, period. I support this administration's agenda, and I will continue my communications work focused on our climate and environmental policies. That's adorable, isn't it? That's something. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I totally believe that. This guy's just changed. He's just grown up. Yet he's still rocking a porn star mustache, so I don't really quite get that. Look at this guy. Look at this picture, Tyler Cherry. First of all, he's got a zebra jacket on. I kid you not. It looks like something out of the 1970s, like a bad disco DJ. He's got the soul glow in his hair. But he's a white dude, though. He's got a rock and a porn star stash. You see this guy? And the zebra jacket with the black T-shirt underneath. Tyler Cherry, at Tyler A. Cherry. Ah, forget it, DeSantis. You can't keep up.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the photo right now.
Look at him.
He's an interesting-looking fella.
He's a scary-looking fella is what he looks like.
He has weird glasses, too.
Weird glasses, earrings, and I believe a mullet. You can kind of see some of the curls down the back, too. You see that?
He does have a better mullet than Henry, I will say that.
Yeah, that's a good quality mullet right there. That's a fine-looking mullet. All right, listen, we were at the Grand Hotel of Cape May on Friday. We had a great time, and I can't wait to be back there with you in September. But in the meantime, time for you to make those summer vacation memories. And you don't want to forego summer vacation. Look, the kids love the beach. They love the shore. Cape May is wonderful because it doesn't have a boardwalk, but it's close to Wildwood if you want to go to the boardwalk. But there's arcades. There's mini golf, ice cream shops, so much to do with the kids. And at the Grand Hotel, they have a gigantic indoor pool in addition to the gigantic outdoor pool. But, you know, we were there on Friday. It was very hot. And there were a bunch of families inside swimming because it was just so hot outside. That's a nice thing about the Grand. Even if the weather's not great, you still have something to do with the kids. And there's a game room there, restaurant right on site. And when you stay at the Grand Hotel, they make it affordable because they give you money back in the form of resort credits. So say 3 nights, you're going to get $60 a night in resort credits. Stay 5 nights, get $70 a night in resort credits. Stay 7 nights, you're going to get $80 a night in resort credits to use for food and beverage purchases in Hemingway's restaurant. the outdoor pool bar, at their beach concession stand, or in the gift shop. You can even take the kids on a whale-watching boat cruise. And they also offer guest room suites and townhomes equipped with a kitchenette. So it's like renting a shore home, but you get the amenities of a full-service resort. You don't have to wash the towels and the sheets. I thought about this the other day, because there's the fridge, and we put a bunch of drinks in the fridge, have that little kitchenette area. You can make the kids lunches and save some money that way. Use your resort credits for dinner. Lots of different ways. But the point is, when you book direct, and always book direct with the Grand Hotel, they will find ways to make that summer vacation magical and affordable. And while I was there, I met a young couple who had just gotten married at the Grand Hotel. And they said they had the most amazing wedding experience. So if you are looking for a place to have a wedding, think of the Grand Hotel. My friend Caitlin will take great care of you. This offer to get resort credits is good until July 18th, so book your stay today. 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, or visit them online at GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
So, we got a big fourth and final hour coming up for you. I got a lot of stuff to get into because it's a crazy day. But we will get Julie Kelly back on the show. Matt DeSantis, if you could, excuse me, please reach out to her. See if she can come on tomorrow. I have a lot to chat with her about regarding the judge in Florida, Judge Eileen Cannon, and the gag order against former and future President Donald Trump, plus the whole notion of whether or not Jack Smith's appointment is even constitutional, which I've told you it's not, because there's no special counsel statute. He was not appointed and then confirmed by the Senate, which if you were a United States Attorney General, for example, you'd have to be. If you were a United States Attorney for whatever district, you'd have to face Senate confirmation. So the fact that Jack Smith is not, and there's no special counsel statute, this appointment is unconstitutional, which means that all the charges against Trump are unconstitutional. I believe Judge Eileen Cannon is going to throw the whole damn thing out. I really do. I think she's going to throw the whole thing out. That's the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Dr. Mike Vanaria. And if that happens, if in fact the entire thing gets thrown out, that's huge. That will be the absolute best outcome here. And then it's over. It's all over, except New York. So the Democrats, the question is, and I'll get into this at 6 o'clock hour, will they sentence Trump on July 11th? And if they do, what will they do? Is their goal here to keep him away from the convention and sequestered at home? You'll find out straight ahead.
Rich Scioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.